Maybe that fellow's learned.
Ramsey, I want him to get his resignation to his daddy, and let me point his daddy to his job and put him on Supreme Court. But he's more interested in academic qualifications than he is getting these things confirmed. He can't even trade out his old yard.
Well,
tell him I'm going to put him in his daddy's place. Isn't he about ready to retire? How old is Tom?
Oh, Tom must be 70, isn't he?
You damn law school professors over there. You've ruined a good Texan, old Ramsey, when he was a Marine around here. He could wheel and deal and trade, but he got over there now, and all he thinks about is Phi Beta Kappa, and if the ABA is not for him, he's not even for Phi Beta Kappa, like Feinberg.
We did get breast confirmed, Mr. President.
No, but goddammit, I had all the senators down here. We've got good votes, Mansfield, and all of them are down here.
Well, they're all down with you, I know.
The hell didn't they tell them the roll call? Let them go.
Well, they did. They kept delaying it. They just didn't make it back in time, I guess. I couldn't figure out where they were.
Like next time something like that happens, you make somebody call Marvin Watson, Jack Rennie, and tell them to get those senators back in 1 minute.
Yeah.
We ought to have their vote on it. I will have to look in the morning to see how it's... Oh, now, I guess you won't see Brest, but you make him get his tail up there and thank Russell and thank Erickson and thank whoever else defended him. I guess Pastore, I noticed.
Yeah, Pastore did that.
I'm damn glad I appointed Pastore's judge regardless of ABA.
Yeah.
Now, that son of a gun in Boston's the same one vetoed him, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
Because he wanted somebody in his firm to get it, was that it?
No, I don't think so, Mr. President. I don't.
Told me that he wanted some bet of his to get it.
I don't think that's right. I really don't. Maybe I'm being naive, but I don't think that's right.
I want you to get some good writers over in your place between now and January, so that we can get some good press things out of it, and then get some good speeches written. These veto messages I'm getting are not very well drafted. Lawyers are not normally very good writers, are they?
That's right.
You go out and get you one or two out of some of these law schools that you used to be dean of. Get you one or two that you play on words. I'm just looking over your veto on this public works. I don't think it's worth a damn. Have you seen it?
No, sir.
I'm glad you haven't, because it'd be embarrassing to me if you'd written it. After I read it, it wasn't worth a damn. I remember a fellow said that...
Did we send over a veto on that to you?
Yeah. Some fellow said that some damn son of a bitch killed my pet deer. Said, what you? I was... That's what I started to say. Some damn fellow sent a lousy veto message over here. What you? Was it, Nick?
No, sir, I didn't
see it. Glad you didn't know it. Wife still living with him?
Well, times.
Well, my love, tell her you did pretty good today. It was breast, but it... you think about Ruska. I don't know whether he wants it or not. Morris wants it. And but I think he ought to run against Curtis.
Yeah.
I think we probably ought to hold it open for him if he runs against
it. Yeah.
Don't care what they say about how long it is.
Not make that much difference on that one.
We look at Ruska's age and look at his background. Let's get away from the breast thing a little bit. And so there's no connection, so that's really there's none in my mind, but I do believe that he's a good Republican. I do believe wouldn't mind having a Republican Senate vacancy out there and have a couple of good fellas run. Morris, governor for one of them. And
yeah. All right, I'll do that, Mr. President. The only other thing you ought to think of on that is if anything ever happened to Dirksen, I would think Ruska would be one of the strong people for that job, and he might be easier to work with than some of the others. No, I don't think they'll go to the liberal side. I mean, I think it changes the whole Republican Party image. I don't think they'll do it today.
They're ready to nail us about what we're going to do with Morris, and what we told them is we'd confer with Senator Kennedy and Senator Saltonstall, as we do with senators on these matters, and have the Attorney General talk to them, and next January, while we would be glad to give a consideration to their recommendation.
All right. I'll say the same thing.
That way, yeah. Are we in pretty good shape otherwise?
Yes, sir.
There's a payroll. I wanted to appoint my wife's cousin on the parole board from Montgomery, Alabama. She's a woman. If you've got one woman on the parole board.
Yeah.
y'all recommend some academic fellow. I've forgotten. He's the head of one of your crime commissions or something. You know who he is?
No, sir. We did have one recommendation. That fellow went out. There's no reason why another woman should not be put on there.
You sound like you ought to be president, Nick. I'm going to promote you. You don't know what your department's doing. Well, I am.
Well, I spent the day sitting in the gallery, Mr. President.
Right. By God, I'm glad of it. Done what we ought to have done a long time ago. Here, Benson O'Leary.
O'Leary?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Executive assistant, the director of the National Council on Crime and Delinquency.
Yeah.
And merge his career penologic, whatever it is, with a Republican affiliation. Now, Senator Dodd is demanding James Garvin, though Ramsey Clark believes his background does not qualify.
Mm-hmm.
We're committed to Dodd, according to this note here. Jack Valenti told Dodd he would go to bat for Garvin. Garvin's had no experience in the correction field, and there's some question regarding his ability to perform this vigorous work due to reasons of health. Now, we don't want to get Dodd against it. You look at James Gartland, G-A-R-T-L-A-N-D, without letting Dodd know you're doing it. Let's see what reasons we've got. Because we have all kinds of obligations to Dodd. I guess you've been reading about them in Vietnam and in
the Dominican
Republic and all these things. Because
yes,
he's just taking the State Department and saving us from Fulbright every day. Now, I think that we ought to also talk to the, really see how deep, I want to commend you on going after, I don't want to make a big issue out of it, but quietly going after these daft burners.
Yes, sir.
Boys are just up in arms. They just about shoot me out at the Marine Hospital yesterday.
Yeah.
They've been shot through the head and they've got one arm off, one leg off, and you have no idea the emotional feeling. So I would really move on these draft dodgers or wherever they are in the light of that river's bill quietly. But I'd put the best damn, I'd just like you take some of these HOPA lawyers you brought back here to Chicago and put after them.
I thought we'd try to take some of the worst cases there. I think maybe the others, we don't want to get too many, Mr. President.
Oh, but get something to stop it. You don't want them violating the law.
No, sir, but I also don't want them going on a massive business either. I would think the thing to do would be to prosecute some of these leaders, which is what we're doing. We'll make another arrest on that in another couple of days.
And be sure that you got your boys busy on seeing who are these folks and what are they doing and how they're doing it and so on.
Yes, sir.
I got a disturbing report yesterday. The Chinese think that I'm an old man that's about to die, and at the time may be right to cause some trouble because of my health condition. And I really want to watch some of these young folks. I got a report today from California. There's a little sumbitch out there in Texas that's they're reorganizing the group. He's been a bad egg a long time, a fellow named Ronnie Duggar. They're forming a new organization to go in and defeat a bunch of congressmen who may have voted with us on Vietnam. They got this boy, Bruton, from San Francisco. Do you know him?
I've heard the name, yes.
I think he's a communist. I think he's just a damn fool.
Yeah.
Extremist.
Yeah.
He's playing with him. What do you say, Mark?
I'm Bill Burton.
Burton, he said his name. San Francisco.
Yeah.
Watch these groups pretty carefully on that. And you might take a little review while we're at it on our friend Sherman Adams, see what's happened in your department. Because Eisenhower talked to me twice this year about it.
Yes, sir.
Got problems over here. And I understood they had a little trade deal that they told Bridges or somebody they wouldn't prosecute him. And I don't know what you all did to it. I don't know what commitments you got. And he's got a tax that Eisenhower says that there ought to be $28,000, and they want a $60,000 or something, and they say the criminal thing's not closed anyway. Boy, I'll tell you something else I got that really distressed me. We've got to have loyalty. This is your friend, Mr. Turner. A friend of mine said that he heard Mr. Turner say to him, this is no hearsay now. You get that?
Yes, sir.
That the Attorney General was forced, repeat, forced by higher authority to do something he didn't want to do in San Francisco. Now, the Attorney General never been forced to do anything. First, he can't be forced. Second, nobody wants to force him, and so forth. And he ought to get any such impressions as that, and you correct him goddamn quick.
All right.
He ought to be saying that.
No, he shouldn't.
High appointee, do you think?
No, sir, he shouldn't, and it isn't true.
And he just ought to say it, and a man heard him say it. But don't question the man, but I just know that, just like you heard your wife say something you told me. Well, you just do it diplomatically and just say, forth. Nobody forced you to do a goddamn thing, and nobody ever will. Although you are loyal to your president, you are loyal to the department, you want to run a good, sane, constructive outfit. But that you picked the best man in the country, do you think he is? But be goddamn careful what he says, because it gets magnified in this vicious town of Washington.
Yeah.
He's not at Harvard any longer. He's down here on the cocktail circuit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations on Briss. He ought to name his baby after you.
Well, every now and then something goes right, Mr. President.
Oh, pretty good. Okay.
Okay.